you tell me a little bit about this thing with Kenny Britt and Nate Washington, kind of how their development's coming along and this passing game?
Well, it's a work in progress. Nate is very polished, been around, he's a vet, runs great routes. He's just real smooth. It reminds me a lot of Nate Burleson, who I played with in Seattle. Just a trusty, dependable guy, and he's got really good speed. And then Kenny is a little bit more raw. You know, he's taller and you know, maybe faster or explosive, and he's just kind of out there having fun, just working on just kind of God-given ability. But both guys are really great, and they're fun to work with. And you know, I'm kind of looking forward to the year, getting to just grow and get better with them each and every week.
What was it like for you to change teams after such a long time?
You know, it was a change. It was very different. The only thing I can say is that, you know, the team was kind of changing on me the last 3 years. So we had so many new players that I wasn't recognizing a whole lot of people in the locker room anyway. Even last year, there's no way I could have told you everybody's name on the team by the end of the year. So, you know, it's a reality that happens in the NFL. I think I was really spoiled being with one team for 10 years.
So why Tennessee? Why was this a good fit for you at this point in your career?
Well, it's a great fit for a lot of reasons, but I mean, why am I here? Basically, because they're the team that wanted me. It wasn't like the Seahawks wanted me back. You know, so this was the team that wanted me, so that's why I'm here. But why is it a good fit for me? I think it's a great fit because we've got a great quarterback room. I'm excited about the chance to work with Jake Locker and, just be to him what other quarterbacks were to me early in my career. And then this offensive line is really, really good, really strong. They communicate well. I think it's the strength of our team, kind of the identity of our team. And we also have a very good defense, and so and then we've got some weapons at the skill position. Chris Johnson, obviously, is an established running back in this league that's made a name for himself, and we've got some talented wide receivers. We've got a good, we've got three tight ends that we use: Daniel Graham, Craig Stevens, and Jared Cook. All three do a great job for us. So I just think it's a good fit. What they were missing is, I think, is a little bit what I can bring, and so I think it's just kind of just really a fortunate situation for me.
Matt, the Broncos had a lot of injuries to key players last week, and they wound up with two receivers, and Tebow had to play some receiver. In your memory bank, do you remember any extreme circumstances like that where everyone fell and a safety had to play receiver or something like that? Any experience like that for you?
Oh yeah, I mean it's not ideal. It's not ideal at all. I mean, I can remember even as a kid watching the New York Giants. I think Jeff Rutledge had to go in and play wide receiver for them, or maybe Hostetler had to play wide receiver for them. But even with us, Seneca Wallace, when I was in Seattle, he started a game at split end for us and pulled his calf in pregame. So that was really a disaster. We started 11 guys at wide receiver, but I think that's really the story of the Denver Broncos so far. You know, they're 1-1. They lost a tough game, and they've got some just really, really good players, starters out. And so, I mean, this is a team in my mind that could very easily be 2-0, probably should be 2-0 if they were healthy.
Matt, do you have any theories? I mean, you were involved last week, but the passing numbers after 2 weeks are really high. Do you have any theories to that?
Not exactly. Maybe just the Tom Brady's. Tom Brady and Cam Newton are skewing the stats a little bit.
What? You had 350.
Yeah, so well, if it was, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think we don't want to be that kind of an offense necessarily. We don't, or I don't need to be that kind of. I mean, I'm happy with a little more balance. I don't know. I think it's exciting. I think it's definitely exciting. And, you know, I think there was a lot of questions going into the season without OTAs, without any of that time. How was this year going to go? Was the offense going to jump out? Was the defense going to jump out? And the interesting thing is, is usually when you're in training camp, the defense is ahead of the offense because the defense, you know, you're playing man or zone, you're chasing the ball. That's basically what you do. And then on offense, there's so much with rhythm and timing and communication and all that stuff. So it's impressive what some of these offenses, what some of these quarterbacks have been doing around the league.
Have you been able to counsel, feel comfortable counseling Kenny Britt yet? Because this guy looks like if he can keep his nose clean, he can be a beast in this league. He already is.
Well, he's off to a good start, but I mean, it's just two games, and you know, he's a guy that is, you know, he's made some plays in these last 2 weeks. But you know, what I tried to do when I got here is just give everybody a fresh start. You know, I heard a lot of different things about a lot of different people, and I just tried to, you know, give everybody a fresh start with me, and I wasn't gonna judge anybody before I got to know him. And for him, I mean, he's just a young kid. He's raw, and he's out there having fun. He's a competitor. His numbers are really good right now. I'm not sure that, you know, we can stay on pace. I mean, he's done a great job for us, but with him and Nate, I think we've got a decent group where if we just keep getting better each week, then, you know, and hopefully win some games as we're going here, as we're growing together. Give ourselves a chance to win our division, and then, you know, put the Titans back in the playoffs, which would be a great thing.
Well, you were preparing for the Broncos about this time last year, albeit for a different team. But what sort of differences do you see out of this current team than you did last year?
Well, schematically, defensively, they're a little bit different, and I think the thing that sticks out is just the pass rushers. You know, the speed rushers on the edge, whether it be Dumervil or Von Miller, that's really what sticks out. Now, you know, they've had injuries too, so you don't see Champ out there. You don't see, you know, different guys that are good players. You don't see them on the film, but if this team was healthy, you know, this is a very, very talented defense. They got really good players. And, you know, if they were healthy, that's the big if. You know, they just haven't had everybody out on the field. But if they could get that going, I think this is a really dangerous team. They could do good things this year.
What kind of potential do you see in Jake Locker? What have you seen from him in camp and just kind of how he's...
Well, he's got everything that you're looking for in a quarterback and really just in a teammate. Hard worker, he's loyal, he's honest, and he's very, very athletic, very, very talented. I mean, he's got all kinds of God-given ability, things that you can't necessarily coach. And if he had to play, I mean, if he was on some other team right now and they asked him to play, I'm sure he would do a fine job. And at some point, he may have to play for us. And so I think he's working hard. He's preparing each and every week, like he's going to play, and you know, he's very, very talented. He's very fast. I think he ran like a 4.39 his freshman year at UW, so he's got a lot of ability. I feel like he could play another position if he wanted to. He claims he'd be a good, strong safety. I'm thinking more of a slot receiver, but, you know, whatever. The fact that he could do it is really amazing. But he throws the ball really well, and he's done a nice job coming in here and learning our system, learning our stuff in a short amount of time.
Does the fact that Champ Bailey and, you know, that they're nicked on with Elvis Dumervil as well, does that change your approach at all?
You know, it can, but when you have, I mean, in this kind of a situation, especially with me just learning our stuff, me focusing too much on them, it probably isn't going to happen. It probably isn't going to help me. So, you know, what I tried to do last week, and we were playing some great players, similar to Denver's defense, we played Baltimore, where they've got some great players. They got a Suggs, they got a Ray Lewis, they got an Ed Reed. And that's, you know, that's similar to a Dumervil, to a Brian Dawkins, a Champ Bailey. And what I try to do is not really focus on them too much, just really try to focus on what we do and, you know, just be crisp and sharp and worry more about us. And I think that's the best approach. I think it worked well last week, and it's probably the same approach I'll take this week, especially with, you know, not knowing their situation. So I'm not going to care. It's not going to affect me. I'll just, you know, just go out and try to play like I do in practice.
Matt, it's a little off the wall, but I'm just wondering if Tim has ever said anything on TV that made you mad about you.
Sure, definitely. He's a middle child, and he's trying to get his revenge now that he's got a microphone to do so. But I don't really mind that. I've got thick skin. But what's troublesome sometimes when he'll call out the defense that we're about to play. He called out the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago, right before we played them on Thanksgiving, and I don't think it sat well to Marcus Ware. So he had some things to say to me after each hit, after each sack, quarterback pressure, you know. So I appreciate it when he doesn't kind of go after the defense that I'm about to play.
That doesn't seem fair.
No, but you know, it's the situation. I mean, it just makes. I think I should get extra points on my quarterback rating for having to deal with that. What do you think?
I think so.